Here we are talking about coaching. My name is Yannick. As usual, I'm here with Nikki and Sirvash. Hey.
Hey.
We've got a question, and actually, I think we do know where that question came from. It's from Daniel. Yes, Daniel said, does free coaching work? Because Daniel's employed, or at least was at the time he submitted the question. We're a little behind. he's employed by a university, and he cannot charge, right? And I think many coaches are in that situation where, as part of their job or for whatever other reason, they can't charge, or they're not in a position, it's not appropriate, or it's provided as part of the service that people are buying into. And so when you don't charge, does that actually work? He asks, will my sessions have lasting impact when the students don't really give up anything but their time? So I that does that work? Initial thoughts?
Yes.
Say a bit more.
I think when I do it, it's usually part of a paid agreement, but it starts with so just the reason I said yes, I think, is I've had experience with coaching people for two sessions, three sessions for free, and then not continuing, and just looking at that, look at that as a case study. Coaching was really useful. There's a lot of shifts that happened, a lot of change that occurred, a lot of new insights, new ideas. So if you would probably ask those people, it was very useful. But I'm curious to maybe just look at it in a different way and see, like, would it work if it's all free? If there's no, there's no conversation about going into a paid agreement. And I think the first thing that comes up for me, then we have to probably get playful and creative around finding how we can create certain commitments, right? Like about, the contracting, right? Like being on time and actually doing the work if there is some work in between, or how they show up. And I think that could be the challenging part. So I think often the money does commit people, right? And that's also, of course, relevant to how much money they have.
And commitment is the magic word here, and contracting. What I often say, and I'm sure I've said it on this podcast, is that money buys commitment, and commitment buys change or success or whatever it is that this is for. So commitment is huge. And money usually often leads to that. It's the main thing that leads to commitment, but it doesn't have to be, right? I don't think there is such a thing as free coaching. Even Daniel said, if they don't really give up anything but their time. Yes, time can have a very different value, maybe to students, than it is to, I've got a nearly, what, a 21-month-old daughter. Sivash, you've got kids, Parents will know that time becomes a lot more valuable once you just seem to not have less of it, because everybody's got the same time, but once the demands on your time are multiplied. So I think investing your time is huge. Giving your commitment as part of the agreement, the contracting, right? Do you want to do this? I only work with you if you want to do this. And if we decide to do this, if I say yes and you say yes, then I expect you to do this and this and this, right? This is what I'm expecting from you if you say yes to this. And there might not be a monetary exchange, but there's always an exchange. And if you're very clear on what the exchange is, and if the exchange is valuable, right? If somebody travels for 3 hours to see you and they're actually quite busy, or they're, it's a busy executive who's making 2 hours of time every 2 weeks, that's a big investment, even though they're not paying for it, right? In organizations, that discussion comes up a lot. Are people less committed because they're not the ones paying themselves? It's a sponsor who pays, the organization, or maybe when coaches work with young people and the parents are paying. Sometimes parents are paying and the clients are in their 30s. You can see that there's often less commitment if the money isn't there. But it doesn't have to be like that. And I think when the coach is skilled in the beginning stage, in the contracting stage, I mean, contracting is something that evolves over the time, but especially at the beginning, if it's clear what the exchange is and that both are committing to this, then absolutely, yes, definitely it works. But if that's not in place, then if the commitment is not quite there, And the commitment can come through money. It's a big, big source of commitment. Then yes, absolutely. There's challenges with it.
I also think it's a really fascinating, you know, the psychology of it is quite fascinating to explore. Many thoughts about it. And what I was going to say, the first thing that came to my mind, does free coaching work? Yeah, I think it does, because coaching is a process. And I think, you know, whether you're paying for it or not, the technology or whatever is reliable. It will do something. I agree with what both of you guys have said in different ways. It's like getting people to feel invested without the money. I think the coaching can work just as well. I think I can use myself even as an example of that. I was very fortunate to, whilst I was still finishing my qualification, somehow got connected to a very established coach who was about to retire. And I got free coaching with him for over like a year and a half, like once a month or every couple of months. That coaching was really successful for me, even though it was free, because I really valued the fact that this amazing gift or opportunity had been kind of thrown in my lap. And I really kind of savored everything. And that relationship has brought me to where I am now, that coaching, that free coaching. So because I was highly invested as a client in wanting to make change, and I had a very good coach, the fact that it was free of charge, I don't think affected it. I think I was just as successful. The thought that came to my mind when you first asked the question, though, was, you know, and funnily enough, we just spoken about metaphors. You know, if you go to the casino and you gamble with your own money, you're going to be a lot more careful about, you know, maybe the bets you place or, you know, how much you put in. But if you go to the casino and says someone gives you $100 and says, like, you're going to have to gamble this anyway, you might just go all in, you know, on the first bet. I think, you know, there's a different attachment there, because in one, you've had to earn the money, you've sacrificed your time, your energy, you've, you know, maybe had to let go of family time or leisure time to do work. So you're attached to the money. In the other scenario, yeah, it's just been handed to you. So I do think, you know, there's things to be said for good and bad for it. But I think, yeah, ultimately it can work. It really depends on the investment of the client. How do you get people to get invested and committed if it's not with the money, is the question for me. Yeah.
Our episode on metaphors is already taking effect, I see.
Yeah, love them. Love them.
Yeah, I think that that's the important part of what you just said there, right? Like, it's how you perceived it.
Mm-hmm.
You saw it as very valuable. You got a lot out of that process. I remember my brother, my older brother, sharing with me that, you know, he got a lot of coaching for free in a similar situation from someone that's very successful. And it had a huge impact on him. It transformed his life. And it was over the course of a few years, right? But I think it's that, it's like, you know, coming back to what Yannick was saying, it was his time and energy, his attention was there. He knew this other guy is putting a lot of time and energy into it. He was traveling to him. It wasn't long distance. But I think there's all these little things that come together for both parties to really be committed, right? I think that's part of it. And one of the things that I do is, and again, I've been playing with this over time. I find different things that I can give as an instruction to get people to show up more committed. For example, one of the things that I recently said to a client is, hey, prepare as if you paid $5,000 for the session. How would you prepare if you did pay this? How, you know, how present would you be? And well, how many questions would you bring to a session? And it's just, again, I'm just experimenting with different things. And one person would relate to that question, and another person would relate to a different question, like, imagine this is the last conversation you will ever have, right? So I'm constantly like looking at what can I give as an instruction, and this comes also from my focus around how can I help the client get the most out of coaching. There's a really good book actually written with that title, How to Get the Most Out of Coaching. It's a book written by Karen Davis. And I think it's, you know, Marshall Goldsmith's bringing a new book out. It's called, I think, Coachable. But this is an area that's, there's not been a lot of focus on that, around how do we help people get more out of coaching. I think that's probably a really important part to think about when you do free coaching, is bring a lot of attention there. Like, how can I help this person prepare? Like, you need to be, you know, present. You need, like, giving them instructions, like, so they don't show up in a coffee shop. They don't just, they're not on the treadmill. All of this stuff has happened to me. People are cooking, people are cleaning, people are changing, you know, and I think the more, and by the way, this has happened also even in paid relationships, that people pay thousands for coaching. Often that this is more in a group setting, but even then, people need instructions around, you know, how do I get the most out of this thing called coaching?
So commitment again.
Yeah.
I really love that. I really love those examples you gave of how you like, yeah, can influence people's mindset to get them more invested. That I think is awesome. I'd love to do some of that. I mean, at the end of the day, I think people change when they're ready to change and when they're, you know, committed to change. So I think somewhere that always remains a deal breaker, even with a paid client who's kind of half-hearted, it's going to take a lot more work to get them maybe to see that what they might gain from actually changing, like, you know, what would you gain if you made these changes, da da da. Whilst with someone who doesn't pay but comes in like really ready and wanting to change, I think it can be just as effective even if it's not paid.
Yeah.
I recently heard this. I was in Miami a few weeks ago, and this lady, she's a relationship coach specifically for men. She said, this guy came into a conversation with her, found out she charges $10,000, and she said, well, that wouldn't work for me. Meaning, because he's very wealthy, he wouldn't take that serious. And so I think even this, you know, free coaching, I think it's really about how we create commitment. Because this guy, and I don't think it was from a place of ego. And I've heard this before where a CEO, you know, hears that the coach charges a few thousand. It says, okay, well, you know what? I don't think that actually works for me. And I think it's just finding out what is the thing that will make it work for someone.
Yeah. Awesome. And if you're not allowed to charge for whatever reason, then what other contract can you put in place that there's an investment?
Yeah.
Right. And if time is not worth that much to your client, then what is? Yeah, and you can get very creative with that. You know, maybe the investment that's needed is to go public, that you're working with a coach and that you're doing some work. Or, you know, maybe there's another form of payment that could kind of work around the non-monetary exchange rule of your institution. You know, maybe there's something that they can invest. If it's a promise, or if it's something material, or if it's some statement or something, travel, time, whatever it might be. You know, if you find that thing that gets your client committed, I think that's going to be gold.
For me, it's just brought up the question, like the scenario of, you know, maybe in a company there's coaching and there's someone from a team who's being sent to coaching, but who really doesn't want to be there. You know, I'm thinking like that would be the hardest client because they're not invested. They don't want to be there. And like, yeah, how, any ideas on like how you would engage them to like get them attached to like a why, like why they should change or could change or what they could change?
I think that might become another episode.
Sure.
Because yes, free coaching can definitely work depending on what kind of commitment you set up. How to get a client really committed, I mean, there's already a lot of hints in there. I think it might deserve another dedicated space to that.
Nice.
Shall we postpone it?
Sounds good.
Oh, well, we don't have to postpone it. If you're listening to this, you don't have to postpone it at all. Let us know. Cool. Well, shall we end here? I feel I'm driving today. I think I really want to get to that fourth question in the recording session.
Let's do this.
So if you're curious, there's another episode of this. Let's see where we can get to in 10 minutes. So let's close it here. Thank you so much for listening, watching. Send us a question, do your thing, have conversations, go talk about coaching.
Thank you for being with us today. I appreciate your commitment to learning and growing as a coach. Just a few things before you go. First of all, we're doing this for you. So if there's anything you'd like us to talk about, do send us a question. Secondly, we're not doing this for profit, so we rely on your support to help us reach as many coaches as we can. So if you can send this episode to a friend or tell a fellow coach about what we're doing here, maybe you can subscribe or leave us a review or even support us on Patreon. That would be amazing. And lastly, You can find us across all major platforms. So whether you like to watch or you like to listen or you like to download episodes and listen to it in your car while you're driving through somewhere with no internet, you can do so too. And that's it from us. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.